Anointing that we all want to live in on a daily basis. It's the river of God's anointing. Welcome to Beacon of Hope Ministries, Living the Good Life, live right now from Clearwater, Florida. If you're finding us on the radio, that is 1340 AM. You can switch over to the web for a really great reception at TANTALK1340.com, www.tantalk1340.com, and you can join us there, and it'll be a great time. So we're excited to be in the radio radio station today. I'm Pastor Marcia. To my right is Nan, one of our regular radio team members now. Welcome, Nan. And
Thank
to
you.
My left is Nathan. It's the Nan and Nathan show.
Anyway,
Nathan Burton, and golly, you're such an incredible keyboard player and leader. Amazing. What a service we had today at Beacon of Hope, Nathan.
Yes.
Was God just moving mightily, or was he moving mightily? The answer to that is he was moving mightily. Yes, that's the answer. All right. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was just a stirring in the music was just incredible. The band now is just getting better and better. Mm-hmm. With you on keyboards, Madeline on the drums. She's on our radio team now. Aaron on the guitar, Mighty. We're going to add a bass player. We've just got so much going on, and the vocals are just incredible.
Yes, yes.
It's just great. It's just fun, isn't it, Nan? Don't you just love to worship God?
Oh, I get all excited. And praise group, they're just getting better, better,
and better.
I mean, the anointing is so strong on them.
It is.
And it just seems to be getting stronger and stronger each Sunday. Mm-hmm. It's so exciting.
It is. It's just amazing. And even in practice, and just what God is doing, it's just mighty. But today, in the service was probably one of the all-time best as far as the music is concerned. I think it was just
great.
Incredible. And just a note of victory, a note of excitement and praise to the living God. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was just filling the whole sanctuary, just filling up with God's mercy, his grace, excitement. You know?
Well, I just praise this.
That's the way it was, Bill.
That's it.
Honestly, it was that cool.
Thank you for your card, giving thanks for simple blessings.
Yes, that was for you because you're so special.
Thank you so much.
Yes, along with your little chocolate chip cookies.
Oh, yeah,
because you are a blessing.
All right.
Amen. Yes. All right, Nan, what were you saying?
I praise God for the praise and worship group because, you know, God promised.
Yes.
You know, I mean, since I've only been at the church for a year. And at the beginning, we were using the boombox, whatever, canned music, as you would say. And God promised.
Yes.
I'm bringing together a praise group. And Nathan.
And we stood in agreement on that, didn't we? Because
yes, we
had had a praise band, and then people had gone different directions after the truck ran through our building in 08.
And they didn't literally go in different directions.
Well, they didn't get hit, if that's what you want to
mean.
But anyway, yeah, there was just a major time of where we began to really agree in prayer for the band because we knew what the band would do to the services to increase the anointing of God. And Nathan, you came back to us in February. You'd taken a leave of absence and you're back, and we are so blessed to have you back.
I am blessed to be back.
And just your keyboards, you just play by ear. It's all anointed.
Yeah.
It is all a lot of it. Sometimes we did a couple of the songs you wrote today. Time to Praise the Lord, Forever and Ever, Amen. Those are just incredible songs.
Praise God.
Did you know he wrote those?
Yeah, I knew he wrote. What I think is really cool is we've actually witnessed. I guess you have done a lot more than I have, that God will just like give him a song while he's up there. And, you know,
absolutely.
You're like trying to tape record it, write it down, something to have it, you know, because, I mean, the anointing is just so strong. It gives him a song right then.
Right there.
That, it's a beautiful song. I mean, it's just so anointed. I mean, that is God.
That's the way most of Nathan's songs were written back in the early years of Beacon of Hope, back because you joined us in like 03, I think. So you were writing a lot there for about 3 years, mm-hmm. 4 years. I mean, just amazing. And then you guys took a little break and then came back, and just it's continuing again. Just mm-hmm. a mighty move of God in the music, and it's just powerful. The music, you know, the devil hates music. Yeah. He was minister of music in heaven before he fell, you know, and he took a third of the angels with him in his revolt and his rebellion. But the devil hates music because music stirs up our passions.
Yes, it does.
Music takes us into that place where we are worshiping God and praising his name, and where we are singing songs about the glory of God. And when we are entering into that place about the glory of God, absolutely the devil's power lessens. He flees because he hates it when we're praising God.
Oh, yes.
Doesn't he?
Well, there's so much that is carried.
Yes.
Of the Spirit of God that's carried in our voices.
Yes.
And in the instruments, but especially in the voices as we praise God, as we lift up a habitation for him.
Yes.
And when God shows up, the devil has to flee.
He's got to flee. And it's just wonderful. Oh, this, I just love worshiping God.
Yes.
Go ahead.
I haven't shared with you guys, but I know when I came in this morning, I was really battling some things when I came in.
A lot of people come to church.
You know, so it's like, man, you know, praise and worship, you know, and the anointing is there, and you just start begin to praise God and raise your hands, praise the Lord, however you do that, and you're singing unto him, and it's like, oh man, all of a sudden whatever was happening just seems to minimize at that point because you're so much in tune with praising God. And there again, that's what's so important about our praise and worship group. They are anointed.
Yes, they are.
Some praise and worship groups, some places, may not be anointed.
Right.
Ours is anointed, praise God, and because they look to God.
We make that effort to find the songs, like on Wednesday night when we practice, that have that anointing on them, that we feel God is leading us
for that worship service.
And then it just comes together so beautifully. And he gets all the glory and the praise.
Yes.
It's fun, isn't it, Nathan?
Yes, it is.
Oh, my. Powerful, powerful. Yes. So we had a great day at Beacon of Hope today. If you don't have a home church, you are welcome to visit us.
Please.
We had a new person today. That was really cool.
You are welcome to join.
You're welcome to join with us. That's absolutely right.
Don't just visit. Come and stay.
Come and stay. Sundays at 10 and Wednesdays, Bible study at 7 and prayer meeting on Wednesday night at 6:15. And then we also have a group called Faithful Leaders, and those are leaders in the church that are going into a deeper study, and that is every other Thursday, and that happens to be this Thursday night where I'm teaching Faithful Leaders. I love teaching that.
I could tell.
Can you tell?
Brother Nathan, can you tell she likes doing that?
Oh, yes.
And how can you tell, Brother Nathan?
The enthusiasm.
I really
goodness.
Do.
Yes, and but it's catchy, too.
It is.
It's like, okay. More.
See, because we're just all about the Word.
Amen.
We're just all about the Word. Our slogan is where the Word of God brings healing and restoration to hurting lives.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we are all about defeating the enemy's power in our lives. Darkness has no power over me. By you, written by you, played by you, instrumentally. This is on your CD, which is on our website. Y'all can get one of Nathan's CDs on our website. He wrote this, Darkness Has No Power Over Me.
I've been set free. Darkness has no power over me. I've made my choice to lift my voice and praise the Lord. I've been set free. Darkness has no power over me. I've made my choice to lift my voice and praise the Lord. Even in my trials, I can rejoice. With praises to my King, I lift my voice. For the Son of God has come to set me free. Darkness has no power. Set free.
Darkness has no power over me. I've made my choice to lift my voice and to praise the Lord.
I've been set free.
I've been set free. Darkness has no power over me. I've made my choice to lift my voice and to praise the Lord.
You can know the joy of victory. By our faith, our vision we can see.
My voice and to praise the Lord.
I've been set free.
I've been set free. Darkness has no power over me. I've made my choice to lift my voice and to praise the Lord.
I've made my choice.
I've made my choice to lift my voice and to praise the Lord.
Praise God. Woo! Nathan, I love that song. I remember the day you wrote it, and we were still on waters.
That's right. I remember that day.
Right. I've been set free. Darkness has no power over me. By our faith, our vision, we can see.
Amen. Amen.
And that's what it's all about. We have to keep our vision in front of us, yes. Where we're going with God, what God is doing in our lives. We got to keep it there. Let's go to Psalm 105. We are in a series here on Living the Good Life entitled Being Blessed Beyond. And we're still in that series at Beacon of Hope on Sunday mornings. Mm-hmm. Today was number 5 in that series. Being Blessed Beyond. Psalm 105. And we're going to start with about verse 12. And it's talking about Joseph, and it's talking about, and that's where we are right now in this series, talking about Joseph. Verse 12, when they were but few in number, few indeed. We're talking about the Hebrew children here. We're talking about the family of Jacob. Few indeed and strangers in it. They wandered from nation to nation, from one kingdom to another. He allowed no one to oppress them. Isn't that interesting? Mm-hmm. God's blessing on the children of Israel. For their sake, he rebuked kings. Mm-hmm. Now I'm in verse 15. Do not touch my anointed ones and do my prophets no harm. Mm. And that applies in our lives today because there are times that people do come up against the true prophets of God and the true ministers of God. And God's very clear about that. Touch not my anointed, do my prophets no harm. Mm-hmm. So, verse 16, he called down famine on the land and destroyed all their supplies of food. And we're going to talk about that today. He sent a man before them, Joseph, sold as a slave. And we've been studying the life of Joseph in Genesis. In about chapters 32 through today. Today we're really in 39 and 40, 41. The life of Joseph, one of the 12 sons of Jacob. Mm-hmm. He was sold as a slave. We talked about this a couple weeks ago. And by the way, if you missed any of these shows in this series, go to our website, beaconofhopeministries.com, and go and pick up the shows you've missed it, mm-hmm. because they're there. They're there all the time now, you know, thanks to Bill, Engineer Bill. Yeah, thanks to Bill.
Here he gets a bell.
Yeah, he gets a bell. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, uh-huh. Cool. And, you know, we're just glad they're there. So go to our website and you can catch up. There's Joseph sold as a slave. They bruised his feet with shackles. His neck was put in irons. You know, the story of Joseph, it says that he was put, you know, in the dungeon in the prison because of something he didn't do. Mm-hmm. He did not fall victim to the advances of Potiphar's wife. He refused to go to bed with her. And as a result, he was thrown in prison for that because he was falsely accused. Yep. So they bruised his feet with shackles and his neck was put in irons, which does answer the question that was Joseph just walking around in prison as a free man? Now, we know he found favor, but they still did this. It's right here. Mm-hmm. Shackles, irons, his neck was put in irons. Mm. Wow. Till what he foretold came to pass, till the word of the Lord proved him true. Mm-hmm. The king sent and released him, the ruler of peoples set him free. He made him master of his household, ruler over all he possessed, to instruct his princes as he pleased and mm-hmm. teach his elders wisdom. Mm. So now we go back to Genesis, and let's go back to Genesis chapter, let's go to 39, right at the end of 39, because at the end of 39 we see that Joseph is put in prison, what we just read in Psalms. Joseph is put in prison by the by Potiphar, the man whose house he was taking care of and so forth, because of the false accusations of his wife. Looking at verse 19 to 23, Nathan, do you want to read 19 to 23 of Genesis 39? This is where we left off last week.
When his master heard the story his wife told him, saying, "This is how your slave treated me," he burned with anger. Joseph's master took him and put him in prison, the place where the king's prisoners were confined. But while Joseph was there in the prison, the Lord was with him.
Yes.
He showed him kindness and granted him favor in the eyes of the prison warden. So the warden put Joseph in charge of all those held in the prison, and he was made responsible for all that was done there. The warden paid no attention to anything under Joseph's care, because the Lord was with Joseph and gave him success in whatever he did.
Isn't that amazing, mm-hmm. Nathan? I mean, he's put in prison for something he didn't do.
Right.
But he's there, and not he's not there just as a run-of-the-mill prisoner.
Mm-mm.
Because God moved in his life. Explain that, what you just read, in your own words. What happened to Joseph?
Well, God showed him favor.
Yes.
And when you have favor with God, you have favor with man.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
He gave him favor with the jailer.
Amen.
And the jailer put him in charge of all the prisoners of the jail. And he didn't, like, follow after him or keep an eye on him or anything, but he trusted him.
He just totally trusted him.
He totally trusted him because he knew, I mean, this man had favor of God on him.
Yes.
And
yes.
So,
Psalm 512, I don't know what translation.
I'm King James.
That's okay. That's fine. Psalm 512, find that about favor. It's one of my favorite verses.
What,
Psalm 512.
One of them,
and there are thousands.
Yes.
Almost the whole Bible.
Well, I mean, you guys are all the time kidding me about all my favorite verses, mm-hmm. but this one really is. Say it.
That's what you said the last time.
I know.
Okay, 512 you said?
512.
Mm-hmm. For thou, Lord, wilt bless the righteous, with favor wilt thou compass him, as with a shield.
Okay. In other words, God surrounds us with favor, mm-hmm. like a shield.
Mm-hmm.
And Nathan, you just came. We just came from the nursing home. We all did, because
yes.
we have nursing home ministry the first Sunday of the month.
Yes.
What a great, great time that is. And this was particularly wonderful today at Palm Garden, don't you think?
I think so, yes.
I mean, the patients, they were just alert and singing, and it was so cool,
yes,
wasn't it?
It was very cool.
And so, I mean, one of the things you spoke today at the nursing home after we did our singing, and you were just talking about how the shield of faith surrounds
mm-hmm.
us
mm-hmm.
And how, you know, even though our back is exposed mm-hmm. with the shield of faith,
mm-hmm.
that others come along
and cover us
yes. and pray for us.
Yes.
Isn't that great?
Isn't that great?
And you wonder who was praying for Joseph, but you know what?
Joseph was
certainly praying for Joseph. That's for sure.
Yes, that's for sure.
Because Joseph found favor in the dungeon.
Yes.
He found favor in the prison,
yeah.
man.
Yeah, I want to say something. Just, you know, talking about, and Nathan did an absolutely wonderful job, you know, today.
He did.
The Lord really just used him mightily. And you just said how people cover our back. And I think that is so important, is why church attendance is so important.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That you don't get separated from your family.
That's right.
I mean, I'm
mm-hmm.
very close with many of the people at Beacon.
Absolutely.
They're my family.
Absolutely.
I mean, I have family here, but this is my family.
That's
you
right.
know? And
this family can be closer than blood family sometimes,
yeah.
can
yes,
it?
Yes, it can. But
yeah.
that's what makes, you know, I have people that help cover my back because I go to church.
Sure.
Because they're there. They
right.
know what's happening with me.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And they will help care for me.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Anyway, I just had to put that in for church
attendance. No, that's
attendance,
good. No, that's
know,
great.
That's
thanks
really
for,
important. I mean,
thanks
the,
for that.
We would love to have them at Beacon, but if they're not coming to Beacon, they need to
go somewhere.
Go somewhere.
Yes.
Just, you know, go somewhere where you hear the anointed word of God.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, one thing I love about this story about Joseph is that it points out that there are no coincidences.
No. God's
which
plan.
I like to call coinky dinkies.
Yes. Yeah.
But there are no coinky dinkies God. There are no coincidences. God's got a plan.
Yes.
And I love Philippians 1:6 that he who began a good work in you will complete it until the day of Christ Jesus. Because the plan that he has for you, Nan, the plan he has for you, Nathan, the plan he has for me may be totally different. Each other. We each have our own plan. But God is so amazing that he is watching over his word to perform it all the time in each of our lives.
Yes.
Isn't that wild?
That's wonderful.
And he did that with Joseph.
Yes, he did.
Because even though Joseph now is in prison, that's where we start this, now time passes. And we know that from the time that we know this time frame, from the time that Joseph was sold into slavery by his brothers until the beginning of chapter 40 was 11 years. We don't know how many years he was in the home of Potiphar and everything was going good and how many years he was in the dungeon. We really don't know that. But we know that that whole span was 11. Okay, that's a long time.
That is.
I mean, to go from being way up there in the government and everything going great till the next moment you're in the dungeon, you're in prison, you're in the pit.
As low as you can go.
As low as you can go, you know?
Yep.
But even though he was as low as he could go,
God elevated him.
There you go. There. Wait a minute. Bell time. Yes.
God
elevated him. How did he elevate him?
Well, he put him in charge.
He put him in charge. How cool is that?
How cool is that? Yeah.
I mean, he goes from just being a normal inmate, and suddenly he finds favor. There we go. Psalm 512. He surrounds us with favors like a shield, and suddenly he's in charge of the whole jail.
Yes.
That can only be God.
Yes.
And that is God taking care of his kids. And dear listener out there, no matter what your circumstances are right now, God is watching over you. We didn't have this song on the show today, but I love the old song, His Eye Is on the Sparrow. Can't sing a note after just wrecking my voice at the nursing home. So I'm not even going to try. Why don't you sing a measure of that or just...
I say,
there you go, Nathan.
Because I'm happy.
Sing it, brother.
And I sing because I'm free. For his eye is on the sparrow.
Woo.
And I know he watches me. His eye is on the sparrow. And I know he watches me.
Oh, praise God. Where did you find that? Woo!
Go, baby, go.
All right, come on.
All right, now. Yes.
I sing because I'm free.
Woo!
His eye is on the sparrow. And I know.
Praise God. Thank you, Engineer Bill. You are good. None of that was planned.
Johnny on the spot.
And you know, God is that concerned about every detail of our lives.
Yes.
And he was for Joseph. And Joseph walked in the favor of God. And you say, well, that was Joseph. He was part of that family and blah, blah. No. This is for you, too.
It's for all of
you
us.
You walk in the favor of God.
Yes.
If you choose to walk in that, it's your call. It's your decision. And here we find Joseph. Wow, Nathan, that was beautiful what you did, and that was beautiful what Bill did. That was great. Woo, hallelujah. Thank you. So Joseph was, we're in chapter 40 of Genesis. Joseph was put in the jail and in charge. And there were two guys that joined the jail at some point as prisoners, the cupbearer and the baker. Now, they had both messed up with King Pharaoh, and they had both gotten into trouble and made him mad. One had made him madder than the other.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, one had done a capital offense. Mm. Now, in verse 4 of Genesis 40, they had been in custody for a while, and they both had a dream on the same night. Is that a coinkydinky?
No. No.
That's not.
Mm-mm.
No, okay. So they both have a dream on the same night, the cupbearer and the baker. And they don't know what to do about these dreams. They're talking to each other and whatever. And Joseph walks in one morning because he was in charge of the jail. And he says, guys, why are you so sad? You look depressed. You look like something's bothering you. And they go, well, we had these dreams and we don't know what to do about it. And I love verse 8 of Genesis 40. They said, we dream dreams and there's no one to interpret them. Joseph said, don't interpretations come from God? Tell me the dreams.
Yes.
What is that saying, Nan? What is he saying right there? Tell me the dreams.
I think he was acting as servant of the Lord.
He was acting as like a servant of the Lord.
He knew where he stood with God, and he knew that God would give him the interpretation.
That's right.
And he was like a representative for God. And so, he, you know, he wasn't being cocky. He was just trying to help him out.
Yep.
I think he was being confident, extremely confident, not cocky, but confident.
Right, exactly.
Right, exactly. And he knew because he says, tell me the dream. So he associated himself with God so strongly. Nathan, what does that say about Joseph, his life? I know I'm talking really fast. We got so much to cover today. I'm still so revved up. You know I'm going to crash later, right?
Oh,
but,
yes.
But in the meantime,
it's just revved up, man.
I'll tell you. Oh, Nathan, he was so united with God.
He walked with God every day. And, I mean, he anticipated joy every day.
Yes.
And he participated in joy in the Lord every day.
Yes.
And so, therefore, his unity with God, he was the type of Jesus.
Yeah, he was, actually. We never got to that yet this morning. We'll probably kick off our sermon next week on that. But he was a type of Jesus.
You know?
He really was.
He was in unity with God.
Yes, he was.
He was right there. I mean,
he didn't hesitate for a minute, did he?
Not for a minute.
He didn't sit there and go, well, I don't know what we're going to do about this problem.
No, he just said, tell me the dreams.
Tell me the dreams.
Yep.
Nan, did you want to comment on that?
Well, something that's happening in my life right now, and the Lord's been, I don't think I've even shared with you, he's been dealing with me. I want you so close to me.
Mm-hmm.
I want you so close to me, Nan, that people see me and you. Just, I mean, just
absolutely.
This extra, it's not just, oh, I'm a Christian now and I'm trying to, but I mean, just this next level, I guess I'm 60% level, just this level, I just want people to see me and you.
Mm.
And it's interesting, you know, we have Beacon shirts.
Yeah.
And, you know, you really have to behave yourself well in public when you're wearing a church shirt. And I had a couple little instances that I could have, like, not maybe been real happy about in public. And I said, I'm wearing a Beacon shirt. I got to behave. But, you know, it kind of made me sad because I thought, I have to keep myself in check because I'm wearing a Beacon shirt. Well, I'm supposed to be, like, walking around doing God's word, Jesus, all the time, whether I have a shirt on or not.
Right.
You know, and it's like, well, I need to walk around as if I'm wearing my church shirt all the time.
All the time.
Good point.
You know what I mean? But it kind of made me, it made me a little sad to think. You know, like, then the next day I didn't have a Beacon shirt on and I had a little situation. I said, well, I'm not wearing a Beacon shirt. I'm looking down, but I'm still going to do what I'm supposed to do anyway.
Exactly.
You know? And, you know, but just
do the right
go
thing.
Go in the mindset you're wearing your church shirt. You behave.
I love that. Well, Joseph was so close to God that he just sat right there and interpreted these dreams.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we know from reading this story, and if you're in Genesis 40 with us, that he first interpreted the cupbearer's dream.
Mm-hmm.
And the cupbearer talked about, let's just look at it real quick, three branches.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in about verse 9 of Genesis 40. And on this vine there, that budded, it blossomed, it ripened into grapes. And he was holding Pharaoh's cup, took the grapes, squeezed them into Pharaoh's cup, and gave the cup to Pharaoh.
Mm-hmm.
And Joseph immediately knew that the three was 3 days. Within 3 days, Pharaoh was going to restore the cupbearer to his job.
Yes.
Because that dream indicated that here the cupbearer is, and he's squeezing the vine into the grapes into the cup for Pharaoh. So, and that was a favorable interpretation of that dream. And that was pretty cool. But then the baker says, okay, you got a good interpretation. Mm-hmm. I want to know what my dream meant. Mm-hmm. And then what it is, his dream just
wasn't. It wasn't very good.
It was
awful.
He
wished he wouldn't have asked.
He wished he hadn't asked, yeah. Because can you imagine sitting in prison and knowing that you only had 3 days to live? Mm. Because his dream was that he was going to be impaled, which it cannot be a pretty sight, and that the birds were going to eat the bread and eat his body, just eat it all. And it, that's in Genesis 40, right around there where we were, around verse 14, 15. And so it says that within 3 days, both things absolutely happened to the letter. At the end of 3 days, the cupbearer was restored to his job. He was back serving Pharaoh. He had just made Pharaoh mad, but he hadn't done a capital offense.
Right.
Whatever the baker did, he must have burned Pharaoh's toast. or burnt his steak or something. You know, fried his potatoes too long. I don't know, but whatever it was a capital offense, and so he was murdered. Well, the point of this story is that God gave Joseph the interpretations because Joseph was walking
with God,
hand in hand.
Hand in hand, yes.
Talking to God.
Talking to God.
You know, I want to do a series next year on hearing the voice of God. Because I think it's powerful. I feel that so often people run through life not understanding how to hear God's voice. What does his voice sound like and all of that. So I really want to do that probably on a Wednesday night, maybe. I'm not sure. But we're going to do that, and how to hear the voice of God. Joseph understood how to hear the voice of God. He understood it. In a mighty way. Okay, so now we have this situation, and now the cupbearer is restored to his job. The baker is murdered by the king, or impaled, whatever the case may be, and not pretty. And now Joseph's words to the cupbearer, when the cupbearer left prison and went back to his job, was, "Don't forget me.
Remember me. Yes.
Tell Pharaoh I'm down here in the dungeon and somebody needs to get me out of here." I never had time to bring this out this morning, but Isaiah 51 is one of my... Actually, I had a singing group once a long time ago, and the name of the group was Isaiah 51, which is interesting. But anyway, not interesting to anybody but me, but it is interesting.
Brother Nathan, are you interested?
I'm interested.
I'm interested. We're interested.
Yes. I'm interested.
Yeah, okay.
See there.
A long time ago when I was young. Isaiah 51, verse 14 says, "The exile..." Okay. Now, in the Hebrew, it means the one in chains. The one in chains. "The exile will soon be set free and will not die in the dungeon." Well, this is one of my favorite verses, Nan. Nor will his bread be lacking.
I think, you know, I'm going to start marking in a certain color my Bible every time you have a favorite verse.
Yeah, you should. Yeah,
it's going to be like colored the whole way through.
That's great. Yes. Just get a special pen. "The exile, the one in chains, will soon be set free and will not die in the dungeon, nor will his bread be lacking." That whole concept is what Joseph had to hang on to. I'm not dying in this dungeon. God's got more for me than this. And some of you out there need to hear the voice of the Lord right now to you. You are not going to die in the dungeon of your pain in your body, or your emotional pain, or your financial distress, or your back pain, or your cancer, or anything else. God is saying to you, the one in chains will soon be
set free.
Not die in the dungeon, nor will his bread be lacking. The bread is a metaphor for God's word. So there's no lack to the word of God.
Amen.
Woo! Praise God.
Pastor, could I read something?
You may.
Oh, no. It's from here.
Okay.
No, the Lord gave me a poem kind of throughout the, as we've been talking, and I've had my little netbook here, and it's only four verses.
Go ahead.
There are things that occur bad in life. We must remember that God is in control. We should look to him, believing that through it, he will make us whole. God will give us favor at those times to make it through what we face. We can look back upon the situations, recognizing that we made it with God's grace.
That's good.
If God will take care of the sparrows, he will certainly take care of you. Look to him for guidance and direction. Then do as God directs you to do. Just as God granted favor to Joseph, so will our Heavenly Father do for you. Despite the challenges that you face, he will take care of you and see you through.
When did you write that?
I was just typing
it. Just now?
Like, yeah, yes, ma'am.
You're amazing. There you go,
God,
Bill.
It's gone. It's gone. It's gone.
It's just a that's gift. God. It's her it's gift. Yes. You know, I could never sit down and write a poem. Just I couldn't like even do it in class when I was in high school or college. Write a poem, sure.
Sure.
Can't do it. Not me.
Roses are red. Violets are blue.
Nathan, that's not, you're sweet, and I love you, too.
Oh, see? Look how it just flows. Oh, my. But that's beautiful. I want you to read it one more time, because that just incorporated the sparrow, his eyes on the sparrow, all of that. I think somebody else out there needs to hear it. And by the way, if you want a copy of that, you can write me, pastor@beaconofhopeministries.com, and we'll see that Nan sends you a copy. Go ahead.
Yes.
There are things that occur bad in life. We must remember that God is in control. We should look to him, believing that through it, he will make us whole. God will give us favor at those times to make it through what we face. We can look back upon the situations, recognizing that we made it with God's grace. If God will take care of the sparrows, he will certainly take care of you. Look to him for guidance and direction, then do as God directs you to do. Just as God granted favor to Joseph, so will our Heavenly Father do for you. Despite the challenges that you face, he will take care of you and see you through. And Pastor, I'd like to say, you know, we've not really discussed as normal. We haven't discussed really this show ahead of time.
Oh, no, we never do.
We never do.
So that would break our pattern.
We wouldn't want to break a pattern. But I think that I really sense that the Lord said, have your little computer in front of you, because I'm going to give at least one poem for
praise
the people
God.
That they need to hear. But they can see it. This was... There's people that are listening right now who are facing financial problems or whatever, emotional, physical, family issues.
I keep hearing in my spirit back pain.
Back pain.
Oh, there's some back pain going on in the control booth in there. You didn't even know that,
no,
Brother
didn't.
Nathan.
No,
but
I didn't.
Bill, our engineer, Bill's in intense back pain today. He has an issue with his back.
It's not intense tense, but it's I have old man's back.
Yes, old man's back,
old man's
and he's
back.
A young man.
He's a young man.
So we need to see you healed.
Well, I think that card really made it better. I like that.
Great.
Praise God.
And I do like these poems that Nan is reading today.
Isn't that great?
Pretty explosive.
He's writing them, and she's writing them right now and reading them.
Well, see, that's what I want to say. I think
Bill.
That
no
God,
problem.
He's inspiring them right now for the people,
right now.
Who are hearing this either live or going to hear it later on the radio show. That's how much God is involved in their situations.
Yes.
And that they need to lean to him.
Amen.
And trust him.
Yes.
And trust sometimes is tough. I know it is for me. I know it is for about everybody. But they just need to be encouraged today through your words.
Yes.
And through the words here and the word of God that you're sharing, that they need to trust, because Joseph, I mean, what looked like an absolute terrible thing in the bottom, at the very end of the whole rope, turned out to be okay. God worked it all out. And only God could have done what was
done.
And that's what God wants to do in their lives. And they just need to believe that and claim that.
Amen. All week long, Proverbs 3:5-6 been on my heart. Trust in the Lord with all your heart.
Lean not to your own understanding.
Yes, lean not to your understanding.
But in all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths.
In all your ways, acknowledge
him.
Don't you think Joseph lived in that place?
Yes.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Well, you know, when Joseph told his brothers about his dream.
Right.
About his dreams, and he told his father and mother and brothers about his other dream. And they mocked him and so on and so forth. I believe that he believed that those dreams were from God.
Oh, absolutely. He knew
and
that.
And he held on to the truth of those dreams.
Yes.
And so he knew that being in the dungeon was not the end of the matter.
Amen. There you go. Boing, boing. That's it. Because God had already talked to him.
That's right.
And said, I'm going to do all this.
Yes.
And you are going to be a ruler. He had no clue how he was getting there. God has said so many things to me through the years of where he's taking me and this ministry and whatever. And there have been so many times that I've had opportunity to quit, to just absolutely just, you know, shut the door, lock the door, and walk away because of the actions of this one or that one or hurt or pain or whatever the case may be. Yet when you know that God has said, this is what I'm going to do. That's what you just said, Nathan.
That's right.
This is where I'm taking you.
That's right.
Okay? We have to hang on to that. Oh, so let's look at Job chapter 23. God reminded me of this passage, and I think we should run over there for two verses, maybe three.
Are they your favorite too?
These are some of my favorite verses, Nan.
Let me write this down. I don't have my
please
color
write
yet,
this down. It's Job 23, 10 to 12.
Okay.
Okay, Job 23, 10 to 12.
Okay, just give me a minute here.
Mm-hmm. Really good stuff. Nan, we're going to let you read this in the King James.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Thank you. Praise God. But he knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. My foot hath held his steps. His way have I kept and not declined. Neither have I gone back from the commandment of his lips. I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food.
Okay, I'm going to read it in what do you have there, Nathan?
NIV.
Yeah, read it in the NIV, and then I'm going to find the message here real quick and see what it says.
Okay. But he knows the way that I take. When he has tested me, I will come forth as gold. My feet have closely followed his steps. I have kept to his way without turning aside. I have not departed from the commands of his lips. I have treasured the words of his mouth more than my daily bread.
Isn't that great? That's so good. Okay, listen to it in the Message Bible. Did you have a comment there, Brother Bill?
I was talking to Sean. You know, as you say, your prayers and stuff today, that one, that major story that's out there about that girl with the cerebral palsy, who's 23, and when she was 16, her dad, who was a judge, he advocates violence in the home.
Oh, yes.
She posted that video from 2004.
Yes.
Where she really got it good.
Yes.
That's what I was talking to him about.
Maybe to pray about that situation.
Yeah.
We will. Thank you. Verse 10 again of Job 23, but this is the Message Bible now. But he knows where I am and what I've done. He can cross-examine me all he wants, and I'll pass the test with honors. I've followed him closely, my feet in his footprints, not once swerving from his way. I've obeyed every word he's spoken, and not just obeyed his advice, I've treasured it. That's really cool in the Message, isn't it? Don't you think this was Joseph's life in the prison, in the dungeon?
Yes.
You know, he was like, he was just trusting in the Lord. Go ahead, Nan, you want to comment on it?
Well, yeah, were you talking about come forth as gold? I was at Heritage Village by Botanical Gardens this week.
Of course you were.
Of course I was. I'm on a journey with God right now. He's taking me all kind of places.
So we're teasing her.
I know. Yeah, it's okay. When you start seeing the results of it, it'll all be just fine. No, but while I was there, I was photographing. They have old-timey stuff. And I thought of you know, gold goes through the fire.
Right.
You know, but that's what adds to... brings the beauty forth out of the gold. I thought of that, and this is not what it was, but it was a the curved kind of thing for a sugar cane.
Yeah.
And they showed, and they had the scooper, where the stuff that comes up, you know, the, what is, I don't forget what
dross.
It's called. Yeah, this stuff that has to come out of it when it, as it's being, and how they scoop that off.
Yes.
You know, and I stood there and I took pictures of it, but then I stood there and I was thinking about it, you know, that's the way it is, comparing it to gold.
Yes.
You know, and that we have to go through, you know.
Got to go through the fire.
The fire. And anyway, I thought of that. I've got a couple great pictures I took of that I'll share with you, but it was
you're
just
a crazy photog, and we love you.
Yes, we do.
Listen to this song by the Imperials. It's so old, and I love it so much. Praise the Lord. One of my favorite songs.
Amen. All right. Mine too.
When you're up against a struggle that shatters all your dreams, and your hopes have been cruelly crushed by Satan's manifested scheme, and you feel the urge within you to submit to earthly fears, don't let the faith you're standing in seem to disappear. Praise the Lord for our God in heaven.
paupers when he knows himself we're children of the King. So lift up the mighty shield of faith, for the battle must be won. We know that Jesus Christ is risen, so the work's already done. Praise the Lord. He can work through those who praise Him. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
For God in the heavens, praise the Lord. For the chains that seem to bind you serve only to remind you that they drop.
God. I'm not kidding you. That's one of my favorite songs.
Yes, yes, yes.
Praise the Lord for the chains that seem to bind you.
Yes.
The chains that seem to bind Joseph serve only to remind you that they drop powerless.
Praise God.
Behind you when you praise Him.
When you praise Him.
You know, it's not easy to praise God when things aren't going well. Mm. But you have to.
Right. Yes.
Listeners, you got to learn to praise God when things are not going well.
Yes.
You have got to learn to praise God.
Well, you've got to praise Him
all the time.
All the time. Because He's worthy.
Yes.
He deserves it.
Yes. It's so.
And when you praise Him in times of trial.
Right.
It changes your circumstances.
It so does.
It changes your attitude.
Right. Amen.
It so does.
It changes everything.
It just reminded me of James 1. Let's run there for just a minute.
James 1. What was that? Is it one of your favorites, too?
It is, for sure. James 1, verse 2. Really is.
I really am going to get the color and start making my
Bible.
Okay,
you just start doing it, girl. I want to see you do it.
Okay.
Consider it all joy, it says in most translations. In the Message Bible, James 1, 2 says, consider it a sheer gift, friends, when tests and challenges come at you from all sides. So the point is, tests and challenges are going to come at us. Let's consider it a joyful thing. You know that under pressure, your faith life is forced into the open and shows its true colors.
Mm-hmm.
So don't try to get out of anything prematurely. Let it do its work in you so you become mature and well-developed, not deficient in any way. Mm. Oh.
Mm.
Yes.
Oh, I guess he's something.
Please do,
Nan. I'm so excited. I'm sorry, Brother Nathan. I'm sorry. I'm so excited. We found a friend of mine at my house found a binder of poems that I had written back in the late 90s. And I it's a whole lot. And so I was photocopying them to get nice, fresh copies off of them. And it was interesting because I ran across this whole little series of them where I was facing a ridiculous court situation that was a falsified situation against me by my ex-husband's wife, which made it kind of funny, but not funny. But anyway, it's a whole story. But the interesting thing was, what happened as I was facing that stuff, I enlisted a group of praise warriors.
Wow.
I prayed about it, and God led me who to enlist. And I enlisted them to say, okay, here's what I need from you. I'm going to provide you information and let you know what's happening. And I want you to praise with me.
Amen.
Praise with me about what God is going to do.
Exactly.
I'll have to provide you a copy. I was sending them cover memo.
Goodness.
And
Amen.
There was poems. There were poems with it. There
praise
were poems.
God.
And I remember, I had forgotten. I was so happy we found that binder. But one of them, I always kind of remembered. I remember being in the courtroom.
Yeah.
And all the activity of everything that you could see there. And I'm just sitting there and I'm just writing this poem. And my parents are like looking at me like I've lost my mind. Because you see, I'm now facing in court getting ready to go before a judge to enter a plea against something that I didn't even do.
Right.
And yet there was this piece. My pastor and his wife were there. My attorney was there. But it was God gave such peace. Because you see what? I had enlisted a group of praise. It was very organized. It wasn't just a prayer request at church. It was here's praise. The deal. And I required out of them that they would be praising. I wasn't going to pray about the situation. I'm going to praise about the situation. Mm-hmm. And it all came out great.
Praise
And
God.
There's all kind of great poems as a result of that. Mm. But it was going through that.
Praise
the faith,
God.
My faith increased greatly in dealing
Don't
with that.
Don't you think that Joseph did that very thing?
I was
going to
say, he had to do the same thing.
He had to. His back was up against a wall. He's sitting in prison. He said to the cupbearer, don't you forget me when
you get out.
But the cupbearer did forget
him.
He forgot him.
Never.
You know, and when people let us down, Nathan, because they do, you know, we hurt each other. We don't mean to hurt each other, but we do, you know. I hurt you a few years back, and you have forgiven me graciously, and you and I are part of a triplets with Yvette now, and you didn't even know we had the same daddy, did you?
No. But we do.
We do.
That's
we
right.
Do. Our heavenly daddy. But, but you know, people can hurt each other and don't mean to do it.
Right.
Things happen. Circumstances happen. And, you know, it's just like Joseph. The cupbearer meant to remember.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I'll remember you, Joseph. Mm-hmm. And then he forgot him.
Yes.
And two more years passed.
2 years.
2 years.
Mm, two.
But don't you think, Nan, I do believe this with all my heart, that Joseph was in prison praising God. He was not taking this thing lying down. He was getting up, going about his daily work because he was in charge of the jail.
Mm-hmm.
And in his heart, he was singing, making melody in his heart to God.
And
I believe that.
He was praising God that the cupbearer would remember him.
And yes, he would just thank you, God.
Yes.
The cupbearer is going to remember me.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. Go ahead.
Well, you know, he was praising the Lord. He probably was praising him out loud.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine the impact, though? Of course, they probably first thought he was crazy. But the impact of that. That he had on the lives of the other
Absolutely.
People who were in
like
the
Paul
dungeon
and Silas
with him.
In Acts
right.
16, where
right.
they were praising God and the earthquake happened and doors opened and everybody was set free. Praise is wildly powerful.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Yes, it is.
It is.
Yes, it is.
It is. And so when we praise God before we see the outcome, because when we just praise God after the fact, that's fine. That's great.
Yeah.
Do it. But when we do it by faith, I am believing you, God, for a huge miracle here.
Well, you know, with my situation, I was telling everybody about it. Because, see, I'm just at such a point in my life, I knew my God had it in control. And for some reason, I managed to have this faith come up within me that I was telling everybody about it before all the stuff came in because I wanted them to know. I wanted them to see. I mean, I figure God says he'll do it. He'll do it.
Mm.
So
exactly.
Let me put it out there. I don't let everybody know my God's going to do it. And I know he will.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't think he will, don't do that. But I knew he would do that. So I wanted to put it out as
God
a point
anyway.
Of faith so that it could encourage other people. And it did.
Mm-hmm. You know, this is very interesting because I hadn't thought about doing this till you brought that up. But I have some serious stuff going on this week professionally in both of my jobs. And I really need praise warriors to rise up and praise God for me this week that some breakthrough happens in some situations in my jobs because I believe that God is doing that.
Mm.
But it's great to have that praise support. It really is.
Mm-hmm.
It's just wild. It's wonderful.
Power. You feel like you have this whole army behind you. But the thing that you do because you got all these individuals and then you got all the power from their faith and from their praise.
Exactly.
You know, and just moving behind you. I mean, it feels good, Pastor.
It does. It does.
And
I'd
forgotten all that till I ran across those poems.
Nathan, sing a chorus of that. Praise the Lord for those chains. Would you?
Praise the Lord. For he works through those who praise him. Praise the Lord. For our God inhabits praise. Praise the Lord. For those chains that seem to bind you serve only to remind you they drop powerless behind you when you praise.
You got to do that again, brother. Yes. Do that again. Do that again.
Praise the Lord. For he can work through those who praise him. Praise the Lord. For our God inhabits praise. Praise the Lord. For those chains that seem to bind you serve only to remind you that they drop powerless behind you when you praise him. Mm.
Oh, the anointing is so strong it on the show today. Oh my, we've carried it all day. Oh my gosh. I mean, it was wild before the service, the service, the ministry at the end, going to the nursing home was mighty today. It was just powerful. Lunch after that was great. And here we are right now having such a great time. I love the anointing of God. I love the anointing of God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
So, dear listener, no matter what you're going through, you need to get some praise warriors on your team. If you need the Beacon of Hope team, just write us at prayers@beaconofhopeministries.com. We actually have the internet up right now, and you can write me personally, pastor@beaconofhopeministries.com right now if you'd like to comment or ask for prayer or anything else. It's up right here beside Nan. Pastor@beaconofhopeministries.com. We have the 24-hour and 7-day-a-week, 24/7 prayer team that responds to all requests, and you can contact us, prayers@beaconofhopeministries.com.
And not to sound braggadocious, but when we pray, God answers prayer.
You know, that is not braggadocious, Nathan. It is a fact. And it is confidence.
It's confidence. We are confident.
When we pray, God answers. We get, we touch the throne of grace. We come boldly to the throne of grace, and we receive mercy in time of every need.
Well, yeah, I'm just saying, they're going to plug for the prayer line. I mean, I remember one specific, I've sent a prayer two or three times, but one specific one. Oh, man. I mean, it was at my office. It was really bad. I walked out. I became very upset, just whatever. And, I mean, I was just texting from my email to send to that prayer because I knew that people would pray.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I knew that God would answer.
People do
and
pray.
I knew
they
that I
pray.
Needed, I was praying, but I needed to
support.
People binding
absolutely
together
green
with me in
together
to
and again you know back to what you said earlier Nan about coming to church it's so vital to have a church body
a church family
whether it's Beacon of Hope it doesn't matter or someplace else but if you don't have a church body come and experience the anointing at Beacon of Hope Ministries Clearwater
and the love
yes
the
yes,
love
the love
fel- our fellowship truly
loves each other
unconditionally
yeah. Huge. Hugely.
Mm-hmm. Yes, hugely. Hugely.
We so do.
We do.
Sunday mornings are at 10 o'clock. And I tell you, I said it. We said it earlier about the praise band, but you just got to experience this.
Got it.
Because the anointing is so strong on the praise band and the music. We have a blend of you and I, our older style, which still is fantastically anointed. Mm-hmm. And then Aaron has brought in some of the new, more contemporary style with the guitar and her voice. And I'll tell you, it just all blends so well. And today, DL did a fantastic song. So we are blessed with talent at Beacon of Hope, and we welcome you to join us at 10 a.m. on Sunday mornings. Until the cows come home,
amen.
Whatever time that might be.
Well, I try to get there early sometimes because that way I get to hear and be able to feel the anointing two different times on Sunday morning.
Right.
At the practice time and
at the 9 o'clock
time.
And the 10
9
o'clock.
And 10. That's pretty
Because
cool,
really
you know?
The 9 o'clock is a service,
yes,
too.
It
is
the way it works
yes,
out.
It is a service.
Yeah. And we just get into that place with God and then just move forward into what he has for us. So it's mighty. You're welcome. 10 a.m. on Sunday mornings. We don't have a Sunday evening service. This is actually our Sunday evening service, our radio show every Sunday live 4 to 6. And this is our 5th year being on the air on Tan Talk. And we are excited about the ministry that God has given us to do.
Amen.
It's fun, isn't it, Nathan?
Yes, it
you
is.
Were on the very first show with Connie and
yes,
I back in
I
April
know.
Of 2007. Wow, was that a long time ago? Right?
Yep.
Praise God. So we've got more to talk about in this next hour. We've got some fun things coming up at Beacon of Hope. November 19th on Saturday is going to be a big Thanksgiving dinner. If you're interested in being a part of that, let us know. We have a big Christmas dinner and party, White Elephant gift part. That is always fun, isn't it?
It's always fun and kind of scary.
Scary. Yes, it is scary. You never know what you're going to get. Wonderful, wonderful choices.
Yeah, that's right.
That's December 18th on Sunday afternoon, right after our Sunday morning service. We're going to have a great big Christmas dinner. And then on Friday night, December 23rd, will be our Christmas service. Mm-hmm. Because this year, and it only happens once every 7 years, mm-hmm. but Christmas Day is on Sunday. Mm-hmm. And so many people want to be with their families, and we respect that. Mm-hmm. And so our Christmas service will be Friday night, December 23rd at 7 o'clock mm-hmm. at Beacon of Hope. And we will have a New Year's Day service on January 1st on Sunday. So that's our schedule for the next few weeks. A lot going on. And we invite each of you to come and be a part of the ministry of Beacon of Hope.
Come one, come all.
Come one, come all. And let's get some station ID going on here.
WTAN, Clearwater, Tampa, St. Petersburg. WDCF, Dade City, Zephyr Hills, and Wesley Chapel. And KLRG, Sheridan, Little Rock, Arkansas.
Okay, there we go. We do that at the top of each hour. Mm-hmm. All those stations, and this show is carried live on a lot of stations, so we're excited about that, and we're excited about what God is doing through the ministry on an individual basis, because it's all about setting the captive free. It certainly is. So in all of the things that we've gone through the years, we have seen God's hand, his healing hand. What a blessing. Nathan, do you have a comment about that? Because have you seen, I mean, how many times God has reached out and touched people's bodies, their emotions?
It's amazing. You know, it's amazing to see God's hand at work in the lives of the people that attend services at Beacon of Hope Ministries.
Yes, it is.
Because they're never the same.
No.
They're never the same. And, you know, one statement you made today is that church is fun.
It is fun.
And it's fun. It's a blast. And
absolutely,
it's like,
it is.
You know, growing up, it never was.
Nan, do you want to comment on that? Okay.
Yeah. No. No comment at this time.
No comment.
It's a blast. I mean, I just, that is. I don't want to refer to it as a social thing, but it's kind of a social thing, but that's not what it's about. But for me, that is my social life is my church.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Really, that's my friends are my church.
Right.
I have very few people that are friends of mine outside of church.
Right.
It's just the way that it is, and that's really fine with me because I like to be around positive, upbeat people,
exactly.
And that's what we have at Beacon.
Do.
It's not to mean that people don't have rough days or bad days, but that's where we, as we talked earlier, cover each other's back and help take care
there
of each other.
There we go. Yes. Mm-hmm. What happens on Wednesday night at Beacon of Hope every week?
Oh my goodness,
Nathan.
The teaching of the word, the teaching of the word, it's amazing. And with Pastor Jim right now teaching Bible basics.
Yes, boot camp basics.
Boot camp basics, which is, you know, the things that he's taught and has been teaching and is continuing to teach are some things that I haven't even thought about.
Right, good
you
stuff,
know,
isn't it?
That's really good stuff. And it's like things that I know.
Right.
But I never really heard it taught the way that he teaches it.
He teaches it, does a great job.
Oh, my goodness, to the nth degree. And you have an understanding.
He's a scholar.
Oh, you have an understanding that goes beyond.
Right. Yes, it's being blessed beyond
on
Wednesday night in Boot Camp Basics.
That's right. And it's wonderful.
It really is. It really is.
It's just wonderful. And it's just, I mean, and It's as much fun as Sundays.
It is. It's just
a different atmosphere.
We set up tables. You can bring your dinner. A lot of people come directly from work, and we share. And people, it's an interactive type Bible study, isn't it, Nan?
Oh, yes, it's fun. It's fun. I mean, I get all excited when I get it. You know, sometimes I do this. Let me get it together here. I have questions,
right.
And I can ask those questions.
You can
questions.
Ask them.
And,
yes.
You know, and Pastor, you're normally the teacher on Wednesday nights, but right now, you know, Pastor Jim's in this wonderful series, and it just excites me so that I know it's open enough that I can ask a question.
You certainly can.
And he'll answer the question. And the thing is, probably half the people may be having the same question in their mind, and no one has spoken out yet, you know, and then other people ask questions, and it's like, well, I was thinking that too, you know, and so it's just the openness of being able to do that, to learn, which is what it's all about,
We invite you Wednesday nights at 7 o'clock, 6:15 for prayer meeting. Listen to this great song by Casting Crowns, Voice of Truth.
the kind of faith it takes to climb out of this boat and then under the crashing waves, to step out of my comfort zone into the realm of the unknown, where Jesus is and he's holding out his hand. But the waves are calling out my name and they laugh at me, reminding me of all the times I've tried before and failed. The waves, they keep on telling me time and time again, boy, you never win. You never win. But the voice of truth tells me a different story. The voice of truth says, do not be afraid. And the voice of truth says, this is for my glory. Out of all the voices calling out to me, I will choose to listen and believe the voice of truth. Oh, what I would do to have the kind of strength it takes to stand before a giant with just a sling and a stone, surrounded by the sound of a thousand warriors shaking in their armor, wishing they'd have had the strength to stand. But the giant's calling out my name and he laughs at me, reminding me of all the times I tried before and failed. The giant keeps on telling me time and time again, boy, you'll never win. You'll never win. But the voice of truth tells me a different story. The voice of truth says, do not be afraid. And the voice of truth says, this is for my glory.
Of truth, mm-hmm. out of all the voices calling out to me, and you know, that's what the devil tries to do all the time, is throw different voices at us and different situations and try to tell us that, you know, we're not going to be successful, mm-hmm. or we're never coming out of this situation, mm-hmm. or the pain is never going to leave our body, or our emotions are never going to be healed, and God wants to do all of that. Mm-hmm. We are living the good life from Beacon of Hope Ministries. I'm Pastor Marcia McAllister with my buddies here, Nan and Nathan. Mm. Genesis 41, Joseph was in the prison. He had been there for a while, a few years. We know at least two, so we know it was a lot longer than that. And he was in prison, and Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, had a dream. Mm-hmm. Actually, he had two dreams. And the first dream was about seven healthy cows and seven very gaunt cows that were extremely thin. And in the dream, the gaunt cows eat up the healthy cows. And when they eat up the healthy cows, you can't even tell that they ate anything because they're still skinny, which tells you the power of the skinny cows. Then Pharaoh has another dream, and it's about corn. And the corn is seven ears of corn that are very healthy. And come behind that on the same stalk, seven very raggedy looking ears of corn that were just awful. And again, the seven yucky corns ate up the strong, healthy corns of cob, cobs of corn, cob, whatever. Okay. And so he did not, Pharaoh was upset and didn't know what to do about these dreams. Mm. And so he called in all his magicians and all of his soothsayers. Mm. That's hard to say. And all of his guys like that, that operated in black magic and divination. And he said, here's my dreams. What do they mean? And they said, we don't know. Mm-hmm. And so he did not know what to do. And suddenly, right on time.
The cupbearer remembered Joseph.
Right on time, right?
Yep.
2 years after Joseph said to the cupbearer, please remember me to the king. Mm-hmm. Instead, the cupbearer forgot him until that moment. Now, I believe this was God's divine timing, don't you?
I do too. Yes, I do.
And even though it seemed like it was like, how could the cupbearer forget? Mm. He did.
Yep.
He simply did.
Because he's human.
He's human. He did. And then at the exact right moment, there the memory was of Joseph, who had interpreted the cupbearer in the baker's dreams. Nan, do you have a comment on that?
Well, we've always we've always said that he forgot.
Right.
Do we really know he forgot?
Or did it just not be the right time?
It might not have been the right time.
Right. Mm-hmm. And maybe it wasn't that he forgot. Maybe he just simply, it wasn't the right time to bring it up. Mm-hmm. The only reason I say he forgot is because...
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, in verse 9 of Genesis 41, the head cupbearer spoke to the Pharaoh and he said, I just now remembered something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oops, okay.
He says, I'm sorry. I should have told you this a long time ago. Once when Pharaoh got angry with his servants, he locked me and the head baker in the house of the captain of the guard. We both had dreams. Same night, each dream with its meaning. There was this young Hebrew guy, meaning Joseph. He had the interpretation.
The King James says, I do remember my faults this day.
I do remember my thoughts.
My faults.
Okay, my faults
my
this
faults.
Day. Because he felt bad about it.
Yeah,
he did. That he had forgotten, right?
Yeah, okay. He did forget. Sorry, I'm sorry, Pastor.
No, that's okay. But you know what? It's interesting. I think it was God's divine timing that he forgot. He wasn't ready for this to happen back then. Mm-mm. Joseph had to go through two more years.
Of preparation.
We complain at 2 weeks. We complain.
2 days.
God, where are you? Where are you? What's going on? You know? And here's Joseph, years in jail.
Yes.
Then 2 more years in jail.
Yes.
Well, those extra 2 years, he probably was ministering for God down there.
Yes, you know?
And the thing that is, when, praising God. There you go, praising God.
And remembering God's promises.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that's what we need to do when, when we, you know.
That's right.
Brother Nathan, remind me of these words when I start going through something again.
Mm-hmm. I will.
Okay, thank you, brother.
There you go. Exactly.
And there again, I hadn't thought about it. There again, church attendance. I mean, I know that I can go to Brother Nathan. Mm-hmm. I can go to you and I can pull you aside and say, you know, Nathan, I'm dealing with whatever. Mm-hmm. And you're like, I'll pray with you. You'll give me a hug. You know, you're there for me. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
That's a good point.
Church, but I mean, to be in church, that's, you know.
We need each other. We're a body. We're a family. Yes,
we're a family.
And we're all part of the body of Christ.
Yes.
And we
yes.
all have our function.
We're that's the right. family of God.
Yes.
Called by his name. Woo. Praise God. So here we are, and we are in prison, and we are not in prison, but Joseph is in prison. Mm-hmm. So Pharaoh calls and sends for Joseph, and I'm in verse 14 of Genesis chapter 41. They brought him on the run from the jail cell. He took time, however, to take a shower, put on clean clothes.
And shave.
Cut his hair, yeah, shave, because the Egyptians were always clean shaven. Mm-hmm. And so Joseph had let his beard grow, and so he knew he could not go into the king's presence like that.
Mm-hmm.
Which is interesting because when we enter into the king's presence, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, we need to go in having said, Lord, if you see any wicked way in me.
Please, Lord. Yes.
Because 1 John 1:9, the Christian's bar of soap, I love it. Mm-hmm. If we confess our sins, he is faithful
and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Cleaning up. That reminded me of something that happened.
I bet you're going to write a poem about cleaning up, right? Yeah, I think that'd
be
good. 5 minutes here and you'll have one.
Something that you guys didn't know, that the lady who was that was right back at the nursing home, was by that back door, who was playing the tambourine, who was really into the service, who was there for rehabilitation. What you guys didn't know, because I got there a little bit early,
Karen,
her physical therapist came and wanted her right then. And Becky said, she's in church right now. And she goes, well, you know, she's the last one on my list. And she goes, she is in church right now. And Becky told me later, said, you know, they come and they will pull them whenever. But this is different. Yes. But you know what? I said all that to say that.
That's cool.
Karen, it was interesting because Becky told me, she goes, Karen was excited about this all day.
Wow.
She went and she got her nails done.
Oh,
so it's like she got her nails done.
She got ready
to come to church.
Oh.
She was in her way cleaning up in comparison to Joseph, because she was going to come to church and meet her Lord there through the people that was bringing
God.
The word. You brought the word, Brother Nathan. So anyway,
that's great.
Isn't that cool?
That
is so cool.
That's cool. Okay, thanks, Nan, for sharing that.
Yes.
So Joseph comes into the presence of Pharaoh. And Pharaoh says to Joseph in verse 15 of Genesis 41, I dreamed a dream. Nobody can interpret it, but I've heard that just by hearing a dream, you can interpret it. But I love verse 16 because Joseph gives glory where the glory is due. Joseph answered, not me.
No.
Not me, but God. God will set Pharaoh's mind at ease. Man, always give God the glory.
Yes.
Always
Amen.
God the glory. Yes. I mean, on Sunday nights, I just, when I lay my head on the pillow on Sunday nights, the first thing I say to God, when I'm just letting you in on my little thing
ritual.
I do, okay?
All right.
Thank you, God. You did this day.
Yes.
This was you. Thank you that you considered me worthy to use me in some way today.
Yes.
To touch lives, because it is all you. God, you get the glory. You get the praise.
Yes.
And that's what Joseph said here. Not I, but God. God will set Pharaoh's mind at ease. Woo!
Praise God.
Now, this interpretation is really pretty bad. Isn't it? Can you tell the story, Nathan?
Well,
the 7 years of
the first 7 years was the 7 years of plenty.
Yes,
abundance.
Yes, that's what the seven fat cows and the seven full
ears of corn.
Right, exactly.
And then the scrawny cows,
right,
that devoured the fat cows, were 7 years of famine. And the 7 ears, scrawny ears that devoured the full ears, were also representative of 7 years of famine.
Exactly.
And that was the interpretation of the dream.
That was it. And so immediately Joseph says, here's what's going to happen. Let's look down verse 28 through 32. You want to read that, Nathan? 28 through 32.
It is just as I've said to Pharaoh. God has shown Pharaoh what he is about to do. 7 years of great abundance are coming throughout the land of Egypt, but 7 years of famine will follow them. Then all the abundance in Egypt will be forgotten, and the famine will ravage the land. The abundance in the land will not be remembered, because the famine that follows it will be so severe. The reason the dream was given to Pharaoh in two forms is that the matter has been firmly decided by God, and God will do it soon.
That's huge, isn't it? I mean, this is like, wow.
Yes.
Don't you think people began to just shake in their boots with this interpretation of these dreams that Pharaoh had? I love the fact that God gave it to Pharaoh, you know, because Pharaoh was the king of Egypt, and he's the one that was in charge and had the authority.
Yes.
He had the authority. And so God gave the dreams, but he used Joseph, the little prisoner, down in the dungeon.
Yes.
Remember Isaiah 51:14. The one in exile will soon be set free. The one in chains will soon be set free. Will not die in his dungeon, nor will his bread be lacking. And here God says, I'm going to use you, Joseph.
Yes,
time now. It's time. Come on.
Come on up.
Come on up to the plate. you know, it's like baseball games, and you guys know how much I love baseball games. You know.
Yes. You like baseball?
I love baseball.
She loves the Rays.
You've watched games with me. You know I love baseball.
I'm teasing.
Okay, and so there are sometimes on the bench, there are these people that are sitting there and they haven't had a chance to play. Mm-hmm. And Joe Maddon, our Rays manager, coach, he is so, so good about this. He knows when somebody can come off that bench and basically pull a miracle. Mm-hmm. He just knows it. We've seen it so many times through this season and the playoffs and whatever. And he'll call up somebody you haven't even seen being playing mm-hmm. for maybe two or three games, four games, six games hasn't played. Mm. And here he comes to the bat. To the plate, because that was his time right then.
Right then.
And the coach calls him in and says, okay, now your time. Mm-hmm. One of those guys is named Dan Johnson. And Dan, during the season, right at the very end, a critical, critical game, had not been playing at all, and he was called up. But last year, he had come up at that same instant mm-hmm. and we needed a big home run, like a mm-hmm. grand slam. Mm-hmm. He had done it, and he did it. Again, he just amazing, amazing. Mm. So God knows, like Joe Maddon does, when the right person needs to come to the plate.
That's right. That's
and do
right.
what needs to be done.
Yes.
Nan, you're thinking, I can see the wheels.
Can you see?
Yes. I see those wheels turning.
The wheels turning.
They're rusty, but I see them.
The rusty smoke coming out the ears.
Smoke coming out.
I was. Sometimes we feel so inadequate.
Mm-hmm.
There may be people listening who are like, "How could God use?" Me.
Right, exactly.
I have this issue. I have that issue. Mm-hmm. I face this, whatever. But God can use us all.
Yes,
you
right.
know, and,
that's
and,
right.
And it's Satan that would want to try to keep someone thinking, but how can God use me?
Right.
They need to just begin praising God.
Exactly.
Praising
with
God.
The Lord.
That's right.
He
that's
inhabits
right.
the praise of his people.
That's
and
right.
he will lead and guide in how he wants to use them. And he
oh,
wants to use
so
everybody.
True.
Yes,
he wants
does.
To use everybody. You know?
So true. Bill, are you ready to do the potter's hand? Because boy, does this ever fit right
it
here.
It speaks to it.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Beautiful Lord, wonderful Savior, I know for sure all of my days are held in your hand, crafted into your purpose.
praise God for that wonderful, powerful song. God wants to use you, dear friend, no matter what your circumstances are in your life. And, you know, so often we feel that we're not worthy. Mm-hmm. We feel that we are less than. We feel that
inadequate.
God can't begin to use
yes.
us. And God is saying today, I want to use you.
Yes.
I got something for you to do.
Yes.
I bet you wrote a poem about that just now during that song, didn't
yes,
you?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, I saw your fingers just flying on that keyboard over here. I don't know, Nan. You're amazing. You
yes,
want to read
God's
it?
God's amazing.
God's amazing. Her face is red. We embarrassed her.
Yes, yes.
You didn't know I could get embarrassed.
Yeah, you're embarrassed. Go ahead.
Tell her the world. Thank you, Pastor. I love you.
Okay.
Lord.
You should.
I do. Uh-huh. This is actually written like from the viewpoint of someone who could be listening, who's praying this prayer to God.
Okay.
Lord, they say that I can be used of you. I cry out to you even this very hour. I do desire to be used of you in a mighty way. Please endue me with your holy power. Mm-hmm. Let my life bring praise and honor to you. May those who meet me see you in me. I praise your name. Even when this stuff I face, I want to be used mightily, used in ministry. I give you my life now to mold me into something new. Here I am. I will wait upon you, knowing you are there. I'm sorry, something came up on the thing.
Okay.
You are the potter. I am the yielded clay. I look to you believing you're always there through prayer.
Wow, that's
Thank
good.
You, Jesus.
That's good stuff.
You know, there's a lot going on in my life right now.
Yeah.
And a lot of good things. I'm crying because it's a lot of good things. God's teaching me a lot.
Sure.
And Brother Nathan, I don't think I've shared the details with you yet of what's happening, but I will. And, God is molding me a lot, Pastor, and you know some of the details of what's happening, and it's all a good thing.
He's a good thing.
Preparing me. And
yes.
You know, it's just...
Sometimes we have to go through these training times mm-hmm. and these
yes.
times of surrender and the times
right.
of...
A trial.
Right.
And there's just people listening that he wants to do that with them.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, mm-hmm. it's like God's not a respecter of persons. What
right.
he'll do for one, he'll do for another.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on your attitude and what you're willing
to accept.
To surrender. And he's
yes.
teaching me a lot right now of surrendering some things. And I'm not anything real bad. Nothing's happening bad, but just... Point of surrender, will you?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And don't you think this is what was going on in Joseph's
mm-hmm.
life? And now he comes to this point after 13 years
mm-hmm.
now since he was sold into slavery.
Mm-hmm. That's a long time.
13 years is a long time.
Yes.
We get upset and bent out of shape with a few months of a trial.
Mm-hmm.
13 years, he's still
yes.
in prison. Okay.
Yes, but 13 years, he's still believing the word of God.
Amen, Nathan.
Believing that God spoke to
yes.
him, that God showed him his
yes.
plan.
Yes.
And he believed it. He received
he believed it
into his spirit.
And it is all about faith,
yes.
and it is all about believing that
yes.
what God said he's going to do. You said it today in your talk at the nursing home. God said it.
I believe it. That settles it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's it.
And, you know, that's where we have to get to. Our faith is based on the Word of God. And again, what our vision is, a beacon of hope.
Mm-hmm.
Where the Word of God
brings healing to hurting lives.
And, yes, and restoration.
And restoration.
To hurting lives. It's not where we bring healing and
no.
restoration to hurting lives. It's where
God.
The Word of God does. And you got to believe that Joseph's faith in God got deeper and deeper through
yes.
the trial.
Yes.
You don't see Joseph having a bad attitude.
Nope.
You don't ever see him smarting off and
nope.
saying, why am I still here?
Nope.
He absolutely gained all that he was supposed to
mm-hmm.
learn during those 13 years. He said,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to make the best of this,
mm-hmm.
you know? And not knowing what day. Is today my day
mm-hmm.
of turnaround?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to talk about this soon, that God's a turnaround specialist.
Yes, mm-hmm. he is.
Okay?
Yes.
He turns things around. And he does it when we least expect it, Brother
yes.
Nathan.
Yes, he does.
Does he not?
Yes, he does. Oh, yes, he does.
And sometimes it's things we've been praying about for a long time.
Right,
and
yes.
then one day we wake up and there's the
there
answer.
Is
or
the answer.
There is the absolute miracle right before
yes.
us.
Yes. 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 What else can I say? But yes.
But yes.
Yes,
Lord. Nan, do you have a comment to that?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, all right. You guys are falling in the steps of Shell and Aaron.
Oh,
from
no,
last
we're
week.
Not. I love them.
They were so cute last week. They were playing with me for the first 15 minutes of the show, and everything I'd say, they'd just say yes or no, laughing in their boots about it. It was funny. And then I said, okay, that's it. Joke's over. Get with it. Comment.
With it. Right.
And it turned into a great show last week. Praise but anyway, God. So here we have Joseph. And Joseph now has said to Pharaoh, here's what we have to do. We have to plan this 7 years of abundance and the 7 years of famine. We have to plan it out in such a way so that
provision is made, that we stock up during the 7 years of abundance so that we'll have plenty for the 7 years of famine.
Which bears a comment here.
Mm-hmm.
There are times that we are in what Graham Cook calls manifestation mm-hmm. periods of our lives,
mm-hmm.
where we are just seeing answer to answer to answer, answer to answer. Answer. I mean, every time we turn around, God's just moving mightily in mm-hmm. our lives. And we are, everything we read in the Word just comes alive and hits us in mm-hmm. the face. And that's a rhema word. And we're just going, whoa, 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 I
yes.
got that verse.
Yes,
whoa,
yes,
that's
I
it.
Got yes.
And then we go through a hard time, which can be likened to this time of 7 years
seven
of famine.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have to draw on what's down on
that's
the inside of
what
us.
What we already have.
And if we never put anything down in there,
there's nothing to draw on.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. That's right.
And so Joseph said, if we don't save from our abundance, mm-hmm. we won't have anything for the days of famine.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like it or not, tests and trials come. James 1, consider it all joy when tests and trials
yes.
come.
Yes.
Okay. Not if they come.
When.
It's a when.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but it's also a win-win
yes.
because we win
Hallelujah.
When
That's right.
the trial comes.
That's right.
You want to talk about that for a minute, Nathan, what I was preaching this morning? I'll let you paraphrase that about those times of famine and what God does.
During the times of famine, those are times when you really get to know God.
Oh, yes.
You get to know His faithfulness.
Yes.
You get to know his real love, his mm-hmm. deep love.
Yes.
You get to know his nearness, how concerned he is about every single detail of your life. You know, like, in darkness has no power over me.
Yes.
You know, God spoke to my heart that even in my trials,
yes,
I can rejoice.
Yes.
And why can I rejoice? Because God's working in my life.
Amen.
Providing for me. Taking care of me, even in the trial, even in the fire.
Even in
it.
Ooh, you know what, Bill? Let's go back to track two, Nathan's song, Darkness Has No Power Over Me, and let's do that again. And then when we finish it, I want you to comment on that again.
Oh.
And then we'll go to you, Nan.
I've been set free. Darkness has no power over me. I've made my choice to lift my voice and praise the Lord. I've been set free. Darkness has no power over me. I've made my choice to lift my voice and praise the Lord. Even in my trials, I can rejoice. With praises to my King, I lift my voice. Has come to set me free. Darkness has no power over me. I've been set free. I've been set free. Darkness has no power over me. I've made my choice to lift my voice and to praise the Lord.
I've been set free.
I've been set free. Darkness has no power over me. I've made my choice to lift my voice and to praise the Lord.
You can know the joy of victory. By our faith, our vision we can see. Praise.
my voice and to praise the Lord.
I've been set free.
I've been set free. Darkness has no power over me. I've made my choice to lift my voice and to praise the Lord.
I've made my choice.
I've made my choice to lift my voice and to praise the Lord.
I've made my choice.
I've made my
praise
choice.
God. Brother Nathan, that is you in a song you wrote in about 03, and you recording that in a studio with you doing all the vocals.
Yes.
And you doing all the instruments.
Yes.
Amazing. Drums and everything.
God,
you
God
did it
is
all.
Good. God is
yeah,
good.
Yeah, that
God
was amazing. What a great
good.
Song. Doesn't it apply right here?
It applies to this. I mean, you know, and to me, the song, when I wrote it, was prophetic.
It was prophetic.
Because it wasn't something that was happening to me right then. But since then, I've lived it.
Yes.
I have lived it.
Yes.
And I know that it was from God
right.
preparing me, preparing the way.
Yes.
You know, like Joseph's dream.
Yes,
you know?
Absolutely. It was. It was powerful
it was,
because
oh, it was so
you
powerful.
Did go through a very hard time.
Yes.
But when you wrote it that day, you remember Ruthie and her family?
Yes.
They were all
yes.
there and they were going through this really difficult situation
yes.
right then. And they just grabbed a hold of that song and it
yes,
became their song. You know, and it was just powerful. Mm-hmm. Nan, do you have a comment on this, or have you written a poem about it?
Yeah, I was about to finish the poem.
If you can go ahead and talk another minute, I can finish it.
We can come back to you if you prefer.
Okay. Well, I think we have to, as he said in his song, make a choice.
That's right, yes. choice.
We, it's a choice.
Choice.
It's all about a choice, you know,
yes.
and there have been some times when I felt that darkness had power over me,
mm-hmm.
but it was by my choice.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Good
point.
Because
I did not lift my voice mm-hmm. and praise the Lord, as the song says. You know, and I think,
yeah.
you know,
good
sometimes
point.
Some people just like to stay there, though. That mm-hmm. way they can complain to all their friends
pity
about
party,
it.
Pity party,
and,
pity
and
party,
pity party. And I'm not downplaying any problems that people have,
yeah.
you know, it was open. I have bipolar disorder. That's an open thing. I've mentioned in on the radio, so that's no big secret. You know, I could sit there and bellyache everybody about I have bipolar disorder and go around and dwell on it and just I don't want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Mm-hmm. I want to take my meds. I want to go to the doctor, do the things I need to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't go around advertising to everybody
mm-hmm.
because one thing, oh, praise God. Hey, I'm getting excited now. One thing a counselor had helped me realize many years ago, I would say, I am bipolar. And she would say, no, don't say I am bipolar. Say I have bipolar disorder.
Mm-hmm.
And I identified in the whole mindset, whole mindset
mm-hmm.
of how I looked at mm-hmm. my mental illness, let's call it what it is, a mm-hmm. mental illness, how I looked at that was I identified myself as that.
Yes.
I wasn't that.
No,
yes.
It's
no.
as if I, you know, I could have diabetes or I could have high blood pressure. I could have heart problems.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I happen to have bipolar disorder, but I'm not bipolar.
No.
Right.
I'm
there
Christian. I'm not bipolar.
There you go.
Who happens to have bipolar disorder?
There you go. And that's
go.
All right.
That's
praise
right.
God.
That's
good
right.
point. And, you know, in all of this, we see Joseph hanging tough.
Mm-hmm.
And just like your song said, darkness had no power.
Nope,
the darkness
not.
Of the dungeon.
Mm-hmm.
The dark. Think about that. They probably did not have electricity
mm-hmm.
down there, guys.
Nothing.
They probably had torches
not
with
much,
fire.
Not good plumbing.
Not good. Oh, yeah,
oh,
probably
gross.
Not
yeah.
good plumbing. No. No nice sanitized
mm-hmm.
porta potties.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but. So, anyway, I love. That's an inside joke, and we're not going there. Verse 38. So Pharaoh said to Joseph, you're the man for us. God has given you the inside story. No one is as qualified as you in experience and wisdom. From now on, you're in charge of my affairs. All my people will report to you. Only as king will I be over you. Verse 41 of Genesis 41. 41. Nathan, you have a comment?
Yes, I do.
Please.
The 13 years
yes.
that Joseph spent in captivity,
yes,
God was giving him wisdom.
Woo, yes.
He gave him favor in the jailer's house, in the jail.
Mm-hmm.
First he gave him favor in Potiphar's house.
Mm-hmm.
Then he gave him favor in the jail to run things.
Right.
And God was preparing him for this office of second to the Pharaoh.
That's huge.
Yes.
Because during the dark times, and it was literally dark than the dungeon, during the dark times in our lives, God is preparing us. I love that.
Preparing.
For the next chapter, the next season.
Yes.
And we've got to get on board with what's going on in that time and say, God,
and
teach me your wisdom.
Learn. Yes.
Get
the wisdom
of God.
Isn't
that good?
Because that's what happened with Joseph.
Yes.
God was preparing him to manage all of this, all of this abundance, and
absolutely,
and the famine,
because he was managing the jail.
He was managing the jail,
and he was managing
Potiphar's house.
There you go. We said it together. See, we are because you're triplets. We're triplets. Us and Yvette.
Okay.
Yes, we are triplets.
Yes, we are.
And so, in verse 41, so Pharaoh commissioned Joseph. I'm putting you in charge of the entire country of Egypt.
Yes.
Oh.
My goodness.
Wow. And I love the next line, because then Pharaoh takes off his signet ring. And his signet ring is the one that had the seal in it.
Mm-hmm.
And he would take his ring when he was making an order or whatever and put his ring down in wax and put it on that as the sign of the king. And that was the authority,
supreme authority. That was the law.
So number one, God gave Joseph the signet ring, which is authority. Jesus says in Luke 10:19, I have given you authority to tread upon
serpents and scorpions
over all the
power of the enemy. Hallelujah.
And nothing shall by any way
harm us.
So he gave him his ring.
Yes.
Oh, my. Mm-hmm. Then he slipped it on Joseph's hand, and he outfitted him in the robes of best linen.
Mm-hmm.
And that is symbolic of the fact that in Jesus we have righteousness, not of our own, wear the robe, the clean robe of righteousness because of what Jesus did on the cross.
Thank you, Lord.
We have authority. We walk in righteousness.
Yes. Hallelujah.
And the third one, I love it. He put a gold chain around his neck.
Huh.
And that is symbolic. Gold is always symbolic of God's divine nature, his nature. And of course, if you're walking with God's nature, you got all the provision you need. So we've got the authority, the righteousness, and God's divine nature. Listen to this song by Casting Crowns. It's brand new. Listen to our hearts. It's brand new by Casting Crowns. Listen to our hearts.
How do you explain? How do you describe a love that goes from east to west and runs as deep as it is wide? You know all our hopes, Lord, you know all our fears. Words could not express the love we feel, but we long for you to hear. So listen to our hearts, hear our spirit sing a song of praise that flows from those you have redeemed. Our love, just listen to our hearts. If words could fall like rain from these lips of mine, and if I had 1,000 years, I would still run out of time. So if you listen to my heart, every beat will say, thank you for the life, thank you for the truth, thank you for the way. And listen to our heart,
oh Lord, please listen,
hear our spirit sing,
and hear us sing
a song of praise that flows,
a song of praise
from those you have redeemed. Tell you what an awesome God you are. But when words are not enough to tell you of our love, just listen to our hearts.
Is it over already? That is such a powerful song. I had not heard it. It just is on the new Casting Crowns album. Wow. Mm-hmm. Listen to our hearts.
Yes, Lord.
Mighty God. That's what he does, guys. Mm-hmm. He listens to our hearts. He listened to Joseph's heart through all that Joseph mm-hmm. was going through. Mm-hmm. And it was powerful. And mm-hmm. we are still in Genesis 41. So let's finish this up. Joseph was in charge of the entire country of Egypt. Verse 44. And Pharaoh told Joseph, I'm Pharaoh. No one in Egypt will make a single move without your stamp of approval. Mm-hmm. Then Pharaoh gave Joseph an Egyptian name, mm-hmm. and his name was Zaphenath Paneah, I believe. Mm-hmm. Not Panera, that's a bread company. And it meant God speaks and he lives. And how true mm-hmm. is this? Mm-hmm. God speaks and he lives. Mm-hmm. Praise God. So God is speaking to your heart today, dear listener. And God is alive. He is not, he's not away on some trip. Mm-hmm. He's not in the Caribbean fishing. He is not in Hawaii basking in the sun. He is everywhere at the same time. He's omnipresent.
That's right.
And he's omniscient, which means he knows everything about everybody at the same time. And that is just blows my mind. Mm-hmm. And he's omnipresent, which means he's everywhere mm-hmm. at the same time. And mm-hmm. if you are a child of God and you have invited Jesus to come into your heart and live mm-hmm. in you, he is in you right this moment.
Right now.
And so he is there to really affect your life. Right. And so listen to our hearts,
and
mighty God.
Hearts.
Listen to what is going on the mm-hmm. inside of us. Mm-hmm. Some of you out there are discouraged and you're defeated mm-hmm. and you've been through a lot. Mm-hmm. And maybe you're suffering financially. Maybe you've lost a job. Maybe you've lost your home, or you're mm-hmm. getting ready to lose your home or your car or something. You know, these are tough times, and we all acknowledge that. Mm-hmm. But we also know that God can see us through these difficult
yes.
times, and he can
yes.
bring us out into a place of abundance.
Abundance.
And that's what Psalm 66:12 says,
yes.
that men rode our... Let's start over. One of my favorite verses, Nan. Men
what
rode...
Is that? What was that again?
It's Psalm 66:12.
66:12, thank you.
Men rode over our heads. We went through fire and through water, yet thou didst bring us out into a place... of abundance. I think this would be a great verse for Joseph. Men mm-hmm. rode over our heads. I mean, he was accused falsely. Mm-hmm. Men rode over our heads. He was forgotten, you know, in mm-hmm. prison. Mm-hmm. Men rode over our heads. We went through fire and through water. Mm-hmm. In other words, mm-hmm. we went through floods. We went through firestorms. We went through difficult times. Yet, thou didst bring us out mm-hmm. into a place of abundance. Write that down, dear listener. Psalm 66:12, mm-hmm. and make that yours. Whoa, Nathan, Nan,
Jesus.
What do you want to say, Nan? Have some words. Do you have a poem?
Or do you have a... I don't have a poem.
Okay, you want to... You're crying,
I'm
man.
Crying.
You're crying, Nan.
I'm crying, yes. You don't see me cry very often.
No, not at all.
Connie wished she was here.
I know,
tell
she
me
would
me
be
cry.
Razzing you, but it's amazing because God has been working mightily mm-hmm. in this
yes.
whole day mm-hmm.
yes,
and in this
it's
show.
It's been an awesome day. What I was thinking, there's people... You know, I know there are people who just feel so inadequate of, there again, I'm back to that again for some reason, of how can God use me, mm-hmm. you know, and I'm not going to say, look at how great I am. I'm not going to say that. But what I do want to say is that, you know, when God gives you a ministry, God gives you a gift, mm-hmm. he will use that and he will multiply it as you're yielded. Mm-hmm. Those poems from the end of the 1990s, there's like 500 of them.
Yeah, they're just a couple. There's just a couple.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, most of them were for other people.
Right.
Well, then I didn't really serve the Lord like I should have there for several years properly. And then having come now to Beacon and been here about a year, he's inspired about another 500.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, and there is going to be a book. But what I was thinking is, how could he, you know, he uses me. He saw my heart.
Yeah, he saw your heart.
And if you look at my resume, let's see, I'm divorced twice from the same man. From the same man's
You don't have to go on that with that resume.
No. You know, but just stuff. Just stuff.
We've all been through stuff. We've all been through stuff, man.
And that God can just listen to our heart.
Amen.
And that's where it needs to come from, not from a head thing of I wanted this, I wanted that, I want, but just listen to your heart of what you really feel for him. Your heart beats after God.
Oh, amen.
You know, beats after God. You
praise
know,
and, God.
And he'll meet people right where they are.
Totally.
And he'll use them.
Exactly.
Like he used Joseph.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm sure he was quite a witness down there while he's in that dungeon.
Yes,
you know,
was.
Because he knew that his God had things in control.
Yes, he did.
Amen. Nathan,
yes,
what do you think on all this?
Oh, I think it's wonderful.
Great. I love this series.
And applicable, because, I mean, there are people, there are many Josephs running around our world today. There are many Josephs among our listeners today that are in the dungeon.
Right.
And look around you.
Yes.
And look for God.
Yes. Look for God in the midst of your circumstances.
Look for God in the midst of your circumstances.
Yes.
And gain the wisdom that he has prepared for you, that he is giving to you.
Right.
Because he's preparing you for the next level.
Yes.
He's preparing you for the next.
Exactly. The next season.
Season of your life.
And it's going to be a good season.
A good season.
So those of you out there that are hurting right now and you're struggling with life, you're struggling with things that you don't understand, number one, it starts with making a decision to let Jesus live on the inside of you.
Yes.
If there are any of you out there today who are not sure of your salvation, that if you died tonight, would you be in the arms of Jesus? Nan, I want you to repeat after me, and you all join Nan on this prayer if you want to accept Jesus Christ right now as your personal Lord and Savior. This will be a life-changing moment if you choose to do this. In the name of Jesus, I come before you now, God.
In the name of Jesus, I come before you now, God.
I ask you to come and live on the inside of me.
I ask you to come and live on the inside of me.
I ask you to forgive me now.
I ask you to forgive me now.
For anything and everything.
For anything and everything.
That I've ever said or done.
That I've ever said or done.
That was not pleasing to you.
That was not pleasing to you.
I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
That he died on a cross for my sins and sicknesses.
That he died on a cross for my sins and my sicknesses.
I believe that God raised him from the dead.
I believe that God raised him from the dead.
And that he now lives and reigns in heaven.
And that he now lives and reigns in heaven.
And I also know that he can live, you can live, Jesus, in my heart.
And I also know that you can, Jesus, can live in my heart.
So invite you now. I invite you now.
So I invite you now.
To come and live in me.
To come and live in me.
I accept you now.
I accept you now.
As my personal Lord and Savior.
As my personal Lord and Savior.
And I start this moment anew.
And I start this moment anew.
And this is the turning point in my life.
And this is the turning point in my life.
I accept you as my Lord and Savior.
I accept you as my Lord and Savior.
You're my daddy, God.
You're my daddy, God.
And I'm your child.
And I am your child.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God. Praise God.
Praise God.
Praise.
What do you have to say to any of those that might have accepted the Lord Jesus right now, Nathan?
Today is the first day of your new life in Christ.
Amen.
Expect great things.
Yes.
Allow the faith which God has planted into your heart right now to grow. And the way it grows is by the Word.
Yes.
Get into the Word. Read the book of John, because it talks about Jesus' life. They'll tell you more about Jesus' life probably than Matthew, Mark, or Luke.
It's a great place to
John
start.
John is a great place to start. Read the book of John.
And then go right on next into Acts.
Go into Acts.
So good.
Yes, and just learn about the disciples. Learn about what Jesus did, what the Holy Spirit, who the Holy Spirit is and what he does. And just learn. Just soak it in and grow.
Exactly.
Grow in knowledge and grow in the Word and allow it to take deep root within your heart, within your life.
Amen.
And watch the changes that God brings about for you. Just watch.
It'll be profound.
It will be very profound.
Absolutely. Nan, do you have some final words here?
I just like to say people just need to praise the Lord. He'll inhabit those praises. And if they feel inadequate, just resist that in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
because they're here for a reason. They're here for a purpose. They're here to be used.
Yes.
And
right.
God wants to use
God
them. And they can be used. It doesn't matter where they've come from.
Right.
That doesn't matter. It's where they're going.
Yes.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Exactly. Where are you going?
Exactly.
I fly away, oh glory. We just sang it at the nursing home.
Did.
What a powerful, powerful song, an old song of the church. So anyway, we welcome you to Beacon of Hope Ministries.
Yes.
Thank you, Nathan. Thank you, Nan.
You're welcome,
great
Pastor.
Parts of our radio team, and I always enjoy when you're on the show, and it was a great show today.
Mm-hmm.
Those
Thank
of you,
you, Pastor, for being here, too.
Yeah,
yes.
I'm always glad to be
yeah.
here. You know, for those of you that may have missed some of the recent shows on this series is Being Blessed Beyond. Go to our website at beaconofhopeministries.com, and the shows are there. In fact, for the last year and a half to 2 years, the shows are all there. There's a ton of them there on our website. We got a big website. So you can go and you can listen to these shows in the middle of the night when you can't sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Great time to pull up the shows and listen. So it's not far to Jesus. This has been Pastor Marcia McAllister and Nan and Nathan from Beacon of Hope Ministries. And this has been Living the Good Life. Join us again next week at 4 o'clock live in the radio station. We will be here. We hope you're here too. Tell a friend about Living the Good Life. Tell them that they can access the shows on our website, beaconofhopeministries.com. It's not far to Jesus.
Safely to his side. There's no